up, guys? What's up, everybody? I'm George Masi. It's the George Masi Show. Kara and I are going to discuss this Last Resort episode with you. Episode 13 of 17. Before we get to the multi-part tell-all. Hey, Gina. So we're going to get into this. It wasn't a very eventful episode. I'm going to be real with you guys. It wasn't a lot, but they did get Darcy to show up, which was everything that I assumed it would be. So we're going to talk about that. Hey, Shelly. Hey, Billy. Oh, Cara's here. Hi, Pineapple. Hello. So we're going to get into the episode. I got some notes. I had to take some notes. There wasn't a lot going on. You took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, it was to answer your question. Hello. Hi. Someone said, are you cold? It is 55 degrees today, so I am very, very cold. It was already cold in my house, so it's now very, very cold. That's why I'm all bundled up. And I get sick really easily, so I have to combat the cold. So that's why I'm bundled
wait up. Until it gets up to 55 here. I'm so excited for that.
It was kind of cool yesterday. It was in like the lower 60s, and I was out riding rides and getting wet on the rise, and I can feel it coming that I'm gonna get sick, so I'm trying to combat it.
Everybody around me at work, everybody's sick, so knock on wood, and just gotta keep my
wait, Shelly says it's 14 degrees there.
That's
okay. That's very, very cold. It's 55 here, and it was really hot the other day. It was like 90, so it was wet. Okay, so episode 13, Darcy was here, and there was a debut of Matt. Hey, TJ. So Matt was soft launched onto the show, right? Well, actually, he was soft launched earlier in the season. There was a photo of him that they showed on the screen when she called them, but now they actually called on FaceTime, and we got a little background information, right? So we know that they met at the gym, and he said that he's interested in her physically if she wanted to be physical, but he respects their marriage or whatever. So I want to get your thoughts on this, right? Because I was talking to some friends, and they said that women, when they cheat, if they are going to the gym, it's more than likely going to happen with someone that they met at the gym. Like, that's kind of like the new trend, personal trainers or men that they meet at the gym, or personal trainers, physical therapy people. Like, it's people that have to do with the physical aspect. So do you think that Jasmine was going to the gym? Because she says she's been talking to this guy for a really long time. They built a friendship. How much do you think Gino knew about this? Because that was my question. Because if it's not, because she said it was very innocent, right? The way she described it, she's like, well, we're just friends, nothing ever happened, he's attractive or whatever. How innocent do you think this really is?
Okay, so flip the tables. If this was Gino even going to the grocery store and it was the produce clerk that was talking to him, she would lose her freaking mind. That's emotionally cheating. That's all the cheating. That's online cheating. That's phone cheating. That's all the cheating. So why is it okay for her to have pictures of this guy in her phone and then talk about him at a marriage retreat? Didn't just talk about him. First says, I want an open marriage. Then says, I gotta go call my friend Matt because you made me cry. Then says, well, I'm gonna FaceTime him with three of my closest friends here. Then says, I found someone. Like, there's so many levels to this cake. Like,
I think it's interesting you brought that up, because when we first met Jasmine, she made Gino FaceTime call her when he went to pick up his carryout food. Yep. Just to be sure. Oh, and I didn't mention she tracked his location, even though she had never been to the United States and knew nothing about where he was.
Yep.
She still tracked his location. And if he interacted with a woman, they had to be on FaceTime because she didn't trust that he was going to be faithful.
All he said to the girl at Chick-fil-A was, hi, thank you. That's it. And she lost her mind.
Well, the fact that she thought that there were, no offense, Gino, but there were like women lined up to steal him away from her was kind of laughable. I was like, I don't think, I think if there are women kicking down Gino's door, he wouldn't have went all the way to Panama find you.
There's probably women kicking down Gino's door, just to be honest.
Really?
Not because he's... Sorry, Gino. Not because he's hot, but because he comes across as... I mean, he met her on a sugar baby site, so he comes across as wealthy, even though he claims he doesn't have any money and his house isn't like some mansion or whatever. He's all about spending money on these women. So I'm sure there's a lot of younger women that aren't in this country beating his door down that want to get to this country.
Now, see, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. When they're looking for a sucker, Gino fits the bill of a sucker.
Absolutely.
Right? So you're right. So there are a lot of young girls from different countries that are looking for
Gino's
a guy.
Come on, Gino's ex is hot. Like, plain and simple, she's hot.
She is very hot. Yeah. And the girl that they say that he's with now is very hot.
Yeah.
So you're making a good point. You're making a good point. And I want to say, Shelly brought up that she thinks it's horrible that the other women were condoning it and egging it on. No one said, hey, you're married. This is wrong. Because emotional cheating is just as bad as physical cheating. She's clearly in an emotional relationship with
him.
So none of the other married women, right? Because that's what Shelly is saying. None of them were like, hey, you know, you're married. You should respect your marriage to the point where you don't have an emotional relationship with another person. Not saying that Gino is right, you know, for the way he's treating you. He's not touching you. He's not giving you affection. But you still shouldn't go and build an emotional relationship with another person.
At a marriage retreat. At a marriage retreat. It's not like you guys are out having coffee. You're at a freaking marriage retreat to work on your marriage. These friends that are there to work on their marriage also, they're supposed to be working on their marriage also, but they're so busy worrying about what the hell you and Gino are doing that all they can do is give you bad advice.
Well, another thing that came up on X tonight, a lot of people were saying, where's the therapist? Where are the counselors? Because it's just people in horrible relationships giving each other horrible advice. Because it was a lot of it tonight. Like, I don't think we interacted with a counselor tonight at all.
Okay, so Jasmine's actually getting advice from a wife that cheated and a wife that thinks her husband's sleeping with her sister. So.
That's a whole nother thing, right? So we're watching them kind of advise each other on what they should be doing when they're paid professionals on site. And a lot of people are saying, that's how I can't take this show seriously, because they don't actually want to help these people. Hey, Rose, they don't actually want to help these people. They just want them to fight each other and get into arguments and create drama. And Darcy coming to the resort was created to create drama. There's no issue. Even Darcy said, she's like, I don't remember actually saying that to Florian. This is a created storyline that they brought so they could bring her there to fight. You know, and maybe they got this far through the filming and they're like, we don't really have enough drama to make this really pan out. You know, like, what can we do to create more? Yeah, I do know you as the nurse. You're right. This is a different account you're in. And I think they brought Darcy here because they needed her to act like Darcy. Darcy is the person who can take nothing and turn it into World War III.
Absolutely.
You know, she's done it for four seasons of her own show. She's done it on 90 Day Fiancé. She literally fought Jesse over how to cut a steak, right? And it's now a classic 90 Day meme. She can take literally nothing and turn it into something. And I think her arriving was part of the deal. They're like, well, we need drama. No one is going to watch this. No one's going to be entertained. The footage that we have, no one is enough, you know, to pan this out to be a good season. And I think Darcy is going to be, you know, brought in to try to do that. And a lot of people are saying that too. They were like, this is episode 13. There's what, four more to go?
Yeah.
14, 15. Yeah, no, four more to go. Yeah. What are we going to be watching for the next four episodes? A lot of people are really confused, right? Really,
like, there's only two good things that came out tonight's episode. Number one, Ari and Benny's baby, Avi, is so freaking cute. And number two, Natalie didn't speak.
Natalie, you're right. Natalie was not a part of this episode, which was great. Also, did you catch this? So I saw Ari and Avi interacting on camera. And again, I don't know how much of it we saw on video, but did you notice that she shooed Avi away so she could talk to the babysitter about her relationship. Yep. That caught me as weird. But again, I don't know how long this phone call took place. They could have been recording this call for a while. But it's weird for her to haven't seen her son in 2 to 3 weeks and have, like, time to see him. And she's like, can I talk to her? Like, can you move the kid so I can talk? Yep. It rubbed me weird, yep. Right? I was just like, I don't know. That's a really weird thing to do. Like, for a mom, usually they savor those moments.
Absolutely.
Where they have with their kid, especially when they're away from their child. So the way that she was just kind of like, oh, let me get on here and talk about me some more. It just was so on brand,
yep,
for her. Everything is Ari. There's no other living beings on this planet other than her. And it even showed when she was dealing with her son, she still needed to make the whole thing about, yep, her, which is just probably why I don't like her.
Yeah.
Like, probably, like, she's just so self-centered. And it's ridiculous how she thinks that everything, the whole world, the whole planet, universe, the constellation, everything is revolving around her and nobody else matters.
Yeah. But the baby, he's so cute. Natalie didn't talk. I was very happy with those two things. The rest of the show, total dumpster fire.
Well, not much happened. Gino said some things that were interesting because apparently he's telling Florian that he would be interested in working things out with Jasmine if she could keep from fighting with him for like 2-3 weeks to a month. And then he is telling Brandon that he doesn't have any interest in sleeping with her at all. So another question. I know that Gino and Jasmine were not together for one single day of 2024, mm-hmm, right? We know that they broke up in December of 2023. Do you think that Gino was fully aware of the relationship between Jasmine and Matt? Because he's been really adamant of not being intimate, not touching. They haven't even held hands at this resort. So it makes me believe that he was fully aware of the relationship. That's why he's, like, disgusted by her.
Yeah.
Because he's like, why would I even want to be around you or be in the same room with you knowing that you not only were cheating on me, but you were cheating on me for a long time. And now you left me for this person. And now he's like pretending to be work. Well, I don't really feel like Gino was pretending to work on the marriage. I feel like Gino was, right? He's being pretty authentic with how he feels. He doesn't want to work things out. He doesn't care, you know, how things turn out. He's basically said, I don't want to be intimate or be around the person who makes me feel this way.
Yeah. And, you know, the bit about he told Brandon. So Gino told Brandon. So Brandon told Julia. So Julia gave Jasmine third hand information. Like, shut up, Julia. Just shut up.
Julia's messy. That's, yep, one thing I learned about her this season. I never knew that about her, but she's a very messy, instigative person. Actually, Stacey is too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how messy Stacey and Julie are, especially when you put them together. And then, because, you know, they're the ones who started a lot of those issues with with Natalie and Sophie.
Yeah.
You know, the prime suspects were there when that instigation took place too. They kind of sick the girls on each, yep, other. And I don't know. I think that's really bad when the mess is all women turning women on each other. Like, there's enough stuff that the men are doing there that y'all can turn on the men for their, yeah, behavior. Like, why do you have to always make the women fight each other? Yeah. Right? I don't like that. I feel like it's really bad for, you know, women empowerment and working together towards uplifting women when women are always trying to tear each other down.
Yeah.
But I get it. It's TV. I get it. This is... The producers are probably telling them, hey, this person said this about you. That probably makes you mad, right? And then hit record, yeah, right? That's probably what they're dealing with.
Yep. But did you notice there's no Sophie, no Natalie, and no Ari in the clique?
Well, did you, when they had the dinner, I didn't see Rob.
Yeah, I didn't.
Did you see Rob at the table?
No, but Sophie said she didn't think Rob would show up because they hadn't spoke since their fight that morning.
Well, right. That morning was when she blew up and then he blew up and they were screaming back and forth. But there was a lot that wasn't really explained. This episode was kind of a filler episode. That's why I'm wondering why we're going to have to sit through 4 more. I feel like they could have wrapped this up. You know, with Darcy arriving, that was their flagship for the season. Yeah. I feel like we should have 1 more episode and then we could wrap it up. Right? I don't really know.
So Darcy needs to go home. Her feet hurt. Like, Georgie's waiting. Whatever. Get her out.
Well, Pineapple says they're bringing her to introduce her again because they'll probably be back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I feel like, you know, that's how...
Now that she's married.
Well, yeah, now that she's married to Georgie, I feel like... And now that Stacey and Florian are back, they might both be on Happily Ever After, actually. Okay. And you know, because they do, they're showing that they have issues. You know, and Happily Ever After is usually not Happily Ever After. That's what they want. They want you to have as many issues as possible. So that's probably what they're doing. They're gearing us up for bringing them back, just like they were soft launching Matt, and now they're going to be launching Matt, because Jasmine and Matt are going to be filming together. I know we figured it out by now. We know what's going on. Jasmine doesn't deny his existence anymore now. She doesn't have to now, because they've announced it on the show. This is the guy she's talking to. Now the next thing we got to get to is her pregnancy. And then once she decides to tell us on the show, then she can stop pretending, you know, of what's going on. Because she's been pretending for quite a while. And it's not her fault. The
kid's going to be too.
I know the tell-all, Matt is going to be present at the tell-all. And I heard that it got pretty heated at the tell-all. Like, I heard that it was Gino's birthday. And I heard that the crew brought out a cake for Gino. And I also heard that Jasmine went out and got a piece of cake and brought it to Matt, which some of the cast members found to be extremely disrespectful. So I heard that there was some back and forth between that. But Jasmine's pregnant at the tell-all, so it's not going to get crazy. Nobody's going to be hitting each other. But I know that people were calling her out.
I hope somebody hit somebody.
Well, I heard things were thrown at people and stuff. But I don't think
hope somebody throws a punch. Just do it once.
Well, absolutely. I need to watch something trashy. Yeah, it's been a while. But, you know, when Angela was on, we didn't like how trashy it got.
Yeah.
Like, we have to monitor how trashy we want it. We don't want it to get to the point where we're embarrassed to be watching it. You know, pregnant woman serving her man cake. Yeah, pregnant woman serving her new man, her husband's birthday cake.
That's just...
You can't make it up. It sounds like a TMZ or InTouch Weekly article title. You have to read it twice just to make sure you got it right. Because I was like, wait, so he's still married to her. So it's her, it's his birthday cake. So it's her husband's cake, but she's serving the cake to her boyfriend, who she's also pregnant by.
Yeah.
All at the same time. So it's
welcome
a lot
to
of drama.
Jerry Springer.
Well, it does. Does give you the Jerry Springer vibe, actually, and betting Natalie throws something at Sophie. It could have been. I can't say exactly. I know who threw what and to who, but I can't say anything yet. But it could be. I know that something was thrown. It was launched at someone, and things got crazy. So I am looking forward to the tell-all, because I don't think there's much to look forward to for the season, the rest of the season. I think
forward to the tell-all. I'm just not looking forward to three parts of the tell-all.
Well, no, I don't really know what we need to harp on, because we know who's still together, because we all have Instagram. So yes. I don't really know what they need to explain to us in three different parts. I don't want Jerry Springer to be a bit of fun. I mean, I did. Jerry Springer was my show. Whenever I was home from school, Jerry Springer and the Maury Povich show.
Yep.
That was my life. Oh, and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Oh, The price is right. Make a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I was home from school, I had a full schedule. Yep. I was watching The Bold and the Beautiful, Wheel of Fortune, Jerry Springer, Maury Povich. Like that was, I had no time for anything.
Yep. You, I
didn't get out of the bed.
Yep.
Like, so I like the trashy TV, but I don't want to be watching people beat each other up. Wait, is Gino responsible for Jasmine if they divorce? Yes. Divorce doesn't mean anything in the eyes of immigration. So you can get divorced, but he's still, so if Jasmine was to apply for assistance, she's in Florida, so through the state of Florida, she was to apply for assistance and get approved for it, Jasmine would receive the assistance, whatever money, food, whatever, housing, but Gino would then be billed for whatever the state pays out. So he's responsible for her regardless if they stay married or not. The, being legally married doesn't matter, because the visa over, it supersedes the marriage. So as long as she's here on that visa, he's responsible for that amount of time.
Yeah.
But, okay, I wanted to bring this up to you, too. So we found out he can get it annulled due to adultery. Is that true?
I don't know.
Does it work, but does it work with a visa? Because technically, if he gets it annulled, she would have to... because she would have to leave.
He's fine for financial responsibility to get her here.
Right. He can get a divorce, but it doesn't change the fact that he's financially responsible. So technically, yeah, he could. But an annulment would mean the visa was never process, so she would have to leave. But I think she's been here too long for that to work. I don't think it would work, because I think that was what Danielle's thought process was with Muhammad. She's like, I'm going to get it annulled because I think they had never had sex. So she's like, we never consummated the marriage. This is an annulment. And the annulment would have meant he would have had to go home. But he didn't actually have his paperwork yet. And it still didn't work.
Yeah.
She was able to prove a lot. Yeah, she was able to prove a lot in court, but the judge still wouldn't annul it. He still gave her the divorce. He wouldn't grant the annulment. Yeah. So it's once they get here, it's very difficult to send them back. Yes, I think
really Colt hard tried to prove, it too. Like fraud, it would be really hard to prove.
Well, right.
Because everybody that brings somebody over that gets a divorce would be like, oh, they scammed me. That's just
given out. Getting into a fight or just so disagreeing or infidelity doesn't constitute fraud.
Yeah.
There, fraud means that someone used false information, false paperwork, false. Because intentions doesn't include fraud. You can have the worst of intentions, but that's not necessarily fraud in the eyes of court.
Right.
So yeah, it's really, really difficult. So I wanted to tell you something that I learned the other day from Shibuti. So on Cameo, there's a top 50 people on Cameo, and one of the people in the top 8 or the top 10 of the highest ranking people that make the most money on Cameo is a 90 Day Fiancé person.
Oh yeah.
And it's interesting. It's not Darcy. It's not Stacey. It's not Big Ed. It's Jasmine. And
really,
it says that Jasmine is ranked number 8 out of all of the people that use the Cameo website, which I think the number is over 200 and something thousand people that you can buy a Cameo from. Jasmine is ranked number 8. She has thousands of reviews. So when Jasmine is talking about money and how, you remember on those seasons, she said, oh, Gino, he's the holder of money. I can't even go to the store. I can't get intimate products unless he gives me money. She's making thousands and thousands of dollars. Because when I looked at the top earning person on Cameo is making over $500,000 a year. So if she's number 8, that person is number 1, you can do the math and see that Jasmine is making way more money than Gino.
Absolutely. Period. Plus she has her OnlyFans. Plus she has money.
She's in the top 2% on OnlyFans, which we did a little research. It said that she was making over $30,000 per month on OnlyFans. So when she's crying money and she's crying all these things, you have to be very aware Jasmine is making a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the victim role that she was playing on Before the 90 Days and on Happily Ever After, it's just not true. Because she's like, oh, well, Gino won't take me to get my license and I don't have a way to get to the gym. She has money to do anything that she wants to do.
So
Gino, whether or not,
probably didn't take her to the gym because he knew she was banging Matt.
Well, exactly. He knew that Matt was at the gym. Yeah. And why would I take you to cheat on me?
Literally.
And I know the timeline is hard, and I know Gino can't really speak. The OnlyFans princess, she said, was clearing at least 100K a month or not. Yeah, she said between 30,000 and 100,000. We can't get a specific number, but being in that top tier percent up to $100,000, which is inconceivable to think that there are people making that much money selling pictures of their boobs.
Yeah.
Like, it's very difficult to believe. And it makes me wish I had boobs. Because I'm just like, $100,000 a month? Who's doing, who's paying? Because I have so many friends that are 90 Day Fiancé fans. None of them are subscribed to any OnlyFans accounts. So it's hard to fathom. Because, you know, to subscribe, it only costs like $10 or $20.
Yeah.
So you have to think, there's so many people subscribing. And it's just, it's wow. Even Sarper took Shekinah to the gym.
But Shekinah
put
her foot down and said that he couldn't have any female clients.
Female clients. Yeah. The gym. See, this is a real interesting thing, because when I was talking about this with other people, they said, yeah, when women are cheating, you know, in this day and age, it's usually a personal trainer, someone that they met at the gym, or someone that comes to their house to clean the pool. It's someone that...
I mean, it's
that...
kind of the same concept for men. Why do you think men go to the gym at 1, 2, 3 in the morning? To avoid the crowds? Bullshit.
So wait, you think that men are going to the gym to cheat? So wait, is the gym not a place where people are considered to improving their health and wellness? They're there, like, scoping out the scene to see who's there?
I mean, if you're going to the gym, you probably aren't just leaving my 600-pound life. Like, you're pretty fit if you're going to the gym to hook up.
Oh, okay. So, okay,
So do you
that makes
watch
sense
Married at
because
First Sight?
no.
Okay, there's a couple on this season. Okay, there's two couples on this season. It's this couple and this couple, and they're so oddly paired.
Okay.
This guy's so nice, and this guy's so nice. This girl's a bitch, but this girl's super nice. Well,
Okay.
this girl goes to the gym, and this guy goes to the gym. They just so happen to go to the same gym. So even though these two are married, these two are having an affair.
Really? But they know each other outside of this, right?
Yep, but
These aren't random.
they meet up at the gym.
Wow. You would think it would be easier to hook up with a random person than people that you mutually know.
That you're on TV with,
Well,
literally,
right,
and
'cause
you've just married a freaking stranger, and then now you're sleeping with another stranger that your stranger friend just married.
Oh, and they lied. Oh, so other people are watching this season too. This sounds good.
It's a
It's
good.
called Married at First Sight, right? I might want to watch that. I'm looking for something new to watch. That sounds really
It's a
good.
good season, but you have to start with season one so you can see Doug and Jamie because they're married and they have four kids and they're awesome.
Oh, it worked out.
Yeah, but
Interesting.
it didn't look like it was gonna in the beginning. I've been following them.
Well, oh.
I've been following them for 10 years.
Oh, it's been, oh shoot, this show's been on for a
Yeah,
long
they
time.
just had their twin boys.
Oh,
It's so cute.
wow.
You'll love it. It's a good show.
Well, Gina says that she doesn't scope out the scene and she has rest and B-face the whole time. Yeah, when I used to go to the gym, I didn't like being there, so I wasn't talking to people or anything. I was just miserable.
Yeah.
So, like, and I didn't feel attractive because I was sweaty and working out. So,
Because you were
yeah,
going
I.
to work out. These girls, they go and they wear their half shirts and their booty shorts. They put their hair up and they're super cute. And they all go in full face of makeup, nails done, hair did. Like they look good going in. Then these guys come in with their sleeveless shirt, remove it. They're already ripped. They already got 12-pack abs. Like they're not there to work out. You don't
So
maintain
it's like a
for
real live Tinder.
it.
So like all
Literally.
the pretty people are there and you just take your pick of who the pretty
Yep.
people are. And so the people aren't even single though. They're just there just acting out.
Yep.
So that's okay. Now I see why Sarper and Shekinah had the issue with the personal training or whatever. I mean, I think it's really funny because I talked about this on the other podcast. Why do you need to pay somebody to help you work out? Like I've been to the gym. I've went to the gym for a long time. I never needed someone to teach me how to work out. You just kind of go and watch other people and you pick up how to use the machines, right? Like why do you need to pay someone to teach you that?
They have people that work there for that. So you can walk up and say, I don't know how to use that machine, but I'd like to try. Can you show me how? They'll show you.
Well, right. And then they give you a little quick tutorial. Like I don't know, the personal trainer thing I always thought was like a cover up for like an escort service. Like I don't know, I could be wrong. I'm not trying to like offend anybody, but like if you're a guy and your key job in life is being a personal trainer, like I always wonder how do you make enough money to live just teaching somebody? Because you only take a client to the gym for a couple of hours. How are you
Yeah.
making enough money to live off of doing that other than you're probably making more money when you leave the gym and she gives you a little
Well,
extra and y'all do a little extra.
I think the gym pays the personal trainers to be there, and then they're paid per client on top of it.
Oh, so it's double the
I
pay.
think it's like
Oh,
a type thing, but I'm not sure.
makes sense. Because a lot of times I thought they were like independent.
I mean,
They didn't have,
I'm sure
but.
some are, but I think that the ones that are making a living doing it are actually making a living doing
So Gino, wait. So probably Gino is living off Jasmine since he quit his job. So I don't think Jasmine is helping him, but he doesn't make as much money as she does by far. And I
No.
think that she's probably drained him a lot because once she got here, you're right, he stopped working and they were living off of his savings. He's probably close to being broke at this point. He spent so much money on her.
Yeah.
But I
And
highly
ends
doubt
up
she's
there, maybe.
giving him any money. Jasmine just doesn't seem like that type.
No.
Jasmine's money is Jasmine's money, and Gino's money was Jasmine's money.
Yep.
And now that she, well, even more interesting, her baby daddy, Matt, was a valet driver or a valet parking person at a hotel or a strip club called the Landing Strip. So he's not a rich guy. So no. It's not about money, which is funny because we always thought it was about money with Jasmine because they met on the Sugar Baby site. This guy's not bringing any money to the table at all.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any.
But look at, like, without 90 Day Fiancé, Jasmine wouldn't be anywhere close to where she is today. I mean, she'd have a sugar daddy, and that would be about it. She might have an OnlyFans, she might have whatever, but she wouldn't have the recognition that she has. People know her from 90 Day Fiancé, so if she was never with Gino, she'd just be some crazy bitch in Panama.
Well, right, yeah, the number of people that are purchasing the subscription, which is another thing I wanted to bring up, there's a lot of, like, freaky weird people in the 90 Day universe that are paying to see everybody naked.
Yeah.
Because it, and also interesting, because you're like, I watch the show all the time. I've never subscribed to one single OnlyFans from the from anyone on the show. Unfortunately, yeah. People will send you screenshots or pictures of stuff, but I've never paid a penny to see any of the cast members on their OnlyFans.
I haven't either,
but
I've seen 99.9% of their OnlyFans.
I have too. And yeah. It's like, it's just weird. Like, I don't associate, like, they watch the show and then they go on their personal time and go look at whatever they're posting on OnlyFans. And it's just a weird vibe for the fans. And it's like, so that means there's a lot more, like, creepier guys watching the show than it's let on. Because a lot of guys are like, I don't watch that. Those are probably the ones that are buying the OnlyFans. They do watch it, not for the drama. They go see who's the hottest person on the cast that year, and then they go buy the OnlyFans for $6. Yeah. That's probably what they're saying. Because a lot of guys pretend like they don't watch the 90 Day Fiancé. A lot of people do. A lot of men.
And there's
not just
probably
the women
people
show.
Out there that subscribe to, like, Jasmine and Darcy and all this outlandish stuff just to see what they really post. Do they really? Are they really showing everything? People pay that shit just to see.
I mean, that's true. That was a topic on the other podcast. We wanted to know what Darcy was doing because we had that one story about her daughter. So we did some research. Darcy doesn't show any nudity that we know of.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll be, well, she'll wear like lingerie. It might be see-through.
Right.
But never naked. And we learned from about Kara too. Kara, who's with Guillermo.
Wait,
she doesn't post any.
Are they divorced? Is that real? They divorced?
They are no longer together. That's correct. They can't discuss it because it's going to be on a season of Happily Ever After. But
he's already with somebody else.
Yeah, see, that's, I'm trying to figure out if this is the girl that he's with, because this girl is followed by Kara. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's not the girl, because Guillermo and Kara have a child together. And if this woman is going to be with Guillermo, Kara would like to know who this woman is, because she's going to be around her child. Because a lot of people are saying, well, it can't be the girl, because why would she follow him? And I was like, well, why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
If this woman is going to be sleeping in the house where your child is sleeping, you need to know who she is, what she's doing, and get to know her. So, yeah, that's what's going around. I mean, I know that they've not been together since last summer. Yeah. Probably a little before
I heard
that
their divorce was finalized. Like, it's,
yeah, I heard too. Yeah, I did hear that too. And they can't talk about it, though, because they filmed the aftermath. They kind of did like a Chantel and Pedro. They filmed the process.
Yeah.
Like what Chantel and Pedro did. And so they're not going to talk about it. But yeah, this picture that I saw it too. I asked around. Some people are saying that is her. Some people are saying that that's a relative of someone. I don't know. But I think it's her. In my opinion, I think it's her.
Yeah. Me too.
It sucks because I like them together. But at the same time, you know. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I thought it would for them.
But I mean, she kind of went off the rails. She got pretty successful. She started her OnlyFans, started singing. Like, she got pretty big.
Yeah, I think she needs a person that's going to be equally driven. Yep. I think Guillermo is not as driven as she is. So they were mismatched when it came to motivation to be successful. I think for him, just coming over here and getting a better life, he thought he had done everything he needed to do.
Right.
And, you know, because the story was he was working at a restaurant and he came home one day and he had quit his job. He said he just didn't want to work there. He didn't like it. And then he didn't go get another one. And then things just started going downhill because she was like, this is crazy. I'm working two jobs. I'm doing all this. Like, you should want to help me, you know, and things just, they never saw eye to eye. with wanting to go out and work. He just felt like, well, I should like my work. And I was like, you can count on one hand how many people like their work. Yeah. They just also like being housed.
Yeah.
Right? Like you have to, you can hate your job, but also love being housed and fed and having a way to pay for things.
Right.
So yeah, I think a lot of the new generation, they're like, oh, I don't have a job because I haven't found a job that I like. And I'm like, well, you're never going to get one. You know, like the jobs that people like don't exist.
Exactly.
But if you want to eat and have a place to live and afford a car and live like a normal human being, you're going to get a job that you absolutely hate, but it's going to pay enough to do all those things. Yeah. It's a compromise. So the younger generation, they're just like, oh, I'll just live with my parents until I'm 35, until I find the best job. I was like, the best jobs don't exist. And if they do, somebody has it, and they're going to die in that position. They're never going to leave, right? They're never going to leave. They're not going to, nothing is going to happen until
you so gotta you, wait you have to work. To either retire or die, and neither one's
happening. Well, right. She's in good health because loves her job, so she'll live forever, right?
Exactly.
So you basically, I tell people all the time, I probably work 10, 12 jobs that I absolutely hated, but I absolutely had to pay rent, right? So then there was no option of, oh, I'll go live with my mom. Not doing that. I can tell you so many times I had jobs that I just hated. There was nothing more in the world that I would want to do less than that job, but I knew that that was what I had to do. And the new generation, they don't see it that way.
Yep, I agree. It's tough out there.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay, so hold on, let me check my notes real quick. So Josh was on, but Natalie wasn't. I think we covered everything. Like I said, this wasn't a very eventful episode. They didn't really bring much to the table. We got Darcy and, I mean, it's what I expected. Yeah. I figured she was going to come and stir up some issues, and she did. And yeah, her talking about, well, Stacey told us that that Darcy and Georgie were married. I do think that is going to be a segue. They're going to be back on the show. And I think Darcy was brought on because they're going to probably be putting her on Happily Ever After with Carr and Guillermo. Yeah. If it's not already filmed, it probably is already filmed.
I'm sure.
So this, like, TLC likes to segue people in. They're like, let's soft launch them again so people are used to seeing them.
Yeah.
So when we throw them back in their face, you know, they'll be ready.
Yeah.
I think that Stacey should be happy. Darcy and Florian have a strong bond. Both families have lost siblings. Oh, yeah, Gina, I did want to talk about that. So Florian had four sisters. Two of them passed away. Now I kind of understand his bond with Darcy because she's a sister. Have you heard that Josh is a trust fund baby? No, we're going to talk about that because I didn't hear about that. But I want to talk about the situation with Florian. So it makes sense that he took a liking to Darcy because she's like a bonus sister, right? Like she's a sister that is physically here because his sisters are all in another country. And then the ones that passed away they're just gone. So I totally understand why he's being so attached to Darcy. She's a sister that he can see every day.
Yes.
And spend time with her.
But I can also understand Stacy's point of view. So if you have an identical twin brother and your wife is just as close to your twin brother as she is to you, but tells you how hot you are all the time, you can't
tell
your twin brother's hot.
I mean, yeah, that would be an issue for me. That'd be an issue for me. I mean, it's difficult because Darcy and Stacy, they're always together and they don't know how to live separate lives. So it doesn't surprise me that they're having issues with their men and, you know, relationships. They've never known how to draw a line, right?
Right.
Stacy's always been too involved in Darcy's life and vice versa. So it doesn't surprise me because like Stacy and Darcy don't have best friends outside of Stacy and Darcy, right? Like Darcy doesn't have another best friend. It's just Stacy. So when you're always together and you're married, your husbands are always going to be together and you're all going to be too, I don't want to say too close, but you know, they were living in apartments like in the same building, like above each other. And they were just walking into each other's apartments without knocking.
Yeah.
It's too close.
Yeah.
And you're going to have issues when there are no boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, and they're famous too. So they don't just talk to random people. You have to talk to people who understand your lifestyle. Florian is going to be somebody who understands that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, and well, actually everyone's saying it's a manufactured storyline. It probably is. I don't think that Darcy ever told Florian to leave or Stacy or, yeah, I think it's all BS, but I do think that they probably do need boundaries in their relationships and how they mix each other's lives and make everything everyone's business. They do need boundaries. I agree with that.
Yeah. 100%.
So wait, Shake, you said that Josh is a trust fund baby. Where did you hear this? This is something that I've never heard before.
Yeah.
But he does seem to have a lot of expensive things. Like, we've seen the cars, and then everyone said the cars were rented, and then he did a live, and he went in his garage in the live, and the two cars that he used on the show were in the garage. So does he have a lot of money? Now I'm curious. What makes do they still live in the same building? As far as I know, they're living in Miami, but not in the same building anymore. But when they go back to Connecticut, the house that their dad owns, they all live together in that house. So they kind of are like snowbirds. Yeah. So yeah. Darcy and Stacey spend the warmer months down in Miami, and then they go back to Connecticut when it's warmer in Connecticut. And then they all live in that one big house, even with their husbands, which I think is crazy because their dad lives there too. But that's why I said they need boundaries. I agree 100% that their lives would be better if they knew, you know, how to keep their business private from each other. When everyone knows your business and everyone is in your business and you live in the same house, you're going to have issues.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you saw someone saying it on Twitter. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know anything about
this. I feel like he might have not had the best business practice, but I don't know. I don't know. I just know the reviews.
Well, we read a lot of those reviews live on the other podcast, and not a lot of people had anything positive to say.
One way or another, I feel like he got money out of people, whether he worked for it or not, I doubt.
Well, right. And then, you know, some people like Donald Trump, they weren't rich. His parents gave him a bunch of money and he started a business.
Yeah.
So it could be like, say, for instance, Josh's family gave him a lump sum of money and then that would be a trust fund baby because Trump is one. He made it very clear. He was like, my dad gave me a small loan of $2 million. I think is what his story was. I was like, what an unrelatable story.
Yeah.
What an unrelatable story. I was like, let me call my mom right now. But like, mom, can I get a small loan?
Yeah.
Just $2 million so I can start a business. My mom would laugh so hard.
Yeah.
She would lose a tooth. She'd be laughing so hard. She was just like, $2 million. Like, you're on crack, right? Like, where would I get $2 million? So when he was telling his relatable story to the people, I couldn't help but laugh because I was like, 99% of us can't call our parents and ask for $2 million. Right? No. Come on. So yeah, it could be. If that's true, it would answer a lot of questions that I've had about him because he lives a really flashy lifestyle. And he does come across as somebody who has a lot of money. He kind of lives like a Darcy and Stacey life. Like, it's very flashy. It seems like there's a lot going on. You know, we only see what they want us to see, too. You have to remember that. You can appear to be very rich on social media and on TV if you do it right.
Right.
You might not be, but if you do it right, it can be an appearance or a perception.
Yep.
And that's what everybody thinks. Everyone thinks that he's perceiving himself to be a very rich person. Maybe he is, right? Maybe he is.
I don't
know. Maybe that's why he can't get rid of Natalie, because Natalie was like, nope, I want some of that money, right? Like, you know, Natalie, if Natalie attaches to you, there's something there. Yeah. I ain't never seen Natalie interested in no brokey.
No.
If you don't got anything to offer Natalie, she will be gone before you blink.
Yep. I'm surprised.
It fits in Natalie's experience. Yeah. Yeah, he runs it's not a modeling agency, Coast to Coast. It's a production company. Yeah. That he said that was the biggest misconception because they don't actually sign any models or send any models out for work. They get you ready for the industry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you pay them money for nothing.
I mean, yeah, you pay them to get you ready. Kind of like if you were to start a new job, but the new job refuses to train you, so you pay the new job to train you. That's kind of.
And then you
get kind of what the
job in a totally different field.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. It's like, oh yeah, we'll hire you, but you're not trained, and we refuse to train you. But if you give us this much money, we'll train you. That's kind of what they're doing. And again, do with the information what you will. Right. I'm not saying, you know, I wouldn't do it. You know, I'm just saying, I wouldn't do it, but you know, do with the information what you will. But so next Sunday we'll be back for episode 2 of the 90 Day Fiancé premiere. School, even if you're ugly. Well, yes, I mean, I think as long as you have the money in your pocket, they accept you. I don't think it's about looks, because it's not a modeling agency, right? It's a school, you know, because you can go to any college and apply and they don't turn you away for being ugly. As long as you have as long as you have the money, they'll take you. So there, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same way. So
there,
yeah,
would be a lot of ugly uneducated people if that, yes, was the case.
Yes, imagine if ugly people were denied education because of the way they look. We would have a huge issue in this country because everyone's not gorgeous, right? Like, everyone's not gorgeous. So yeah, they'll take you no matter the situation, and they'll teach you, and they don't ever promise you to get a job, right? There's no promise or guarantee, but they promise to give you the education needed that would be helpful in the business of modeling. It's a lot, yeah, of mumbo jumbo, right? It's
but
a
you
lot
walk
of,
with one foot in front of the other, and nobody owes me nothing. You're welcome.
Right, right. And once we're done with you, if you happen to get booked, cool for you and congrats. But if not, lose our number, yeah, right? Don't call us.
You didn't learn how to walk. Yeah.
Don't call me. That's on you. Don't call me. That's not my fault. Yep. Your check is already cleared, yep, right? Like, there's nothing I can do about that. All right, so, well, Coast says, I needed this laugh. Didn't Lana say Barbizon or John Robert Powers? Yeah, it's kind of like Barbizon, John Robert Powers. There's a huge influx of these companies in the 90s in shopping malls.
Yep.
Like, so yeah, if you're old enough, you'll remember. You'll be walking through the mall and some guy in a suit will approach you and say how good looking you were and give you a card. And then you'll call this number and then you'll go to this building and you'll go walk for them. And then if you try to go back to that building after your classes are over, it's empty.
Yeah, they already left.
It's vacant, right? Like, it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Yes. Barbizon Coast to Coast Teacher. That's the one that got me.
Yeah.
My mom signed me up for the Hooray for Hollywood and my ugly self thought I was going to be a model, and I was not, but I did get to go to Hollywood. Oh, John Casablancas, yeah, that one too, yeah. All right, Stranger Day, they would literally walk up to random people in the mall and give you a card and tell you show up at some warehouse. You're right, Stranger Danger. What, yeah, were we thinking? Why were we even allowing
this,
right?
Thinking, they're like, cool, have a good time, do you need a ride?
Yeah, dropping us off at some random warehouse in the middle of nowhere to go walk for these weird people in the mall. Like, this could have went really bad.
Yeah.
Right? If it wasn't just a money scam. Like, this.
There's a
well,
lot
right,
of
this could have
solved mysteries out there.
Think about the trafficking. Because that's, like, approaching people and getting them to show up somewhere, promising them something. And it could have been bad. Like, I'm glad that these companies are not as widespread now. And I hope that we're smarter now than we were then. And that's what I also hope, because now looking back at it, when I tell people the story, they're like, what the hell were y'all thinking? And I was like, we're smarter now, thank God.
Yeah.
But you know, some people still fall for these things. Man, I was always taught, if it sounds too good to be true, it's way too good to be true.
Yeah.
And it's probably illegal, right? That's what I was always taught. Yeah. If it sounds like somebody's doing something for you for nothing, it's probably illegal.
Absolutely.
That's what I was taught. All right, so we'll be back on Sunday. We'll be back on Sunday to talk about episode 2, 90 Day Fiancé, the OG season. There's a guy that lives with his mom, so I'm interested in that. It looked like he kind of lived, like, in a house behind her house. I couldn't really tell. But I'm interested
like
in that story.
He doesn't love his job.
Well, right. And also, I'm hooked on Mark and Mina, the pilot, who's got a baby, who's talking about having another baby. They're, like, my favorites. So far, like, I'm hooked. So I need more of that story.
Yeah, Juan and Jessica are my favorites.
Yeah, Juan and Jessica are crowd favorites anyway. Yeah. But that story, I'm just really interested in. And I want to do a little research. I want to know what his net worth is to know, you know, why she needs two babies to lock it down. And one, yep, baby's not enough. So I want to figure that out too. But thanks for staying up with us. Today was President's Day,
yep,
right? I think it was Happy President's Day to everybody. Make sure you're following Carr. I'm going to tag her in this video. Make sure to follow me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in the George Massey Show. Everybody have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.